D-Mace Finnegan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service, and we are presented by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, David Janes here with you. Willie Donick out today. Talking about the delicate dance of marketing NFL rookie starting quarterbacks, which Cam Ward will be soon enough. And Gino on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com, says, it's ridiculous. This docuseries is still a topic. I could not care less. A fraction of his free time away from the field was probably doing a two-hour interview of questions that will be cut up and inserted throughout the series. He is not out reckless driving. He is not doing drugs, not playing Call of Duty. His off time still ended up being about ball. I can't wait for the season to start, and all of this nonsense will go away. And you know what, Gino? You're probably right. But I think the reason why this is a subject is because of what happened with Will Levis last season. Now, I don't see a complete parallel between the two because this is a docuseries versus an ad campaign. Also, maybe this again is nitpicking, but since I've already been doing that today, this docuseries is about Cam Ward's rise from being a zero-star recruit to being the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. That's already happened, right?
No.
Yes, he was a zero-star recruit.
Oh, I thought you said with someone else. This happened with someone else.
No, with Cam Ward.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Cam Ward.
Yeah. Okay.
He was a zero-star recruit.
Yes.
Stop me if you've heard that one before. And he built himself up to being the number one overall pick. If the documentary ends there, which I think it will, he's already done that.
Exactly.
This is not a documentary about how Cam Ward went from being a zero-star recruit to taking the NFL by storm. It's about how he got to the point in April when he was the number one pick in the NFL draft. Again, I might be nitpicking, but I do think that's an important distinction. So I do think that's why, to Gino's point, I think that's why this docuseries is getting a lot of – is generating a lot of conversation. It's because of the Will Levis – Mayo Cologne fiasco of summer 2024. I'll have to come up with a better name for it than that. But I was reading something from Buck Rising on A to Z Sports because he made the comparison between Will Levis's ad campaign and Cam Ward's docuseries. And he said what followed was Levis cratering so badly after the Mayo campaign that he and the franchise became a total joke in the process with weekly reminders of their collective failure in the form of mayonnaise ads. Ward's docuseries is not a total parallel, of course, but the same principles apply. Win games first. Let your play on the field do the marketing for you. Maybe then an actual audience on a legitimate platform like Amazon Prime, Apple, HBO, or Netflix can be invested in your journey. Lack of interest in a career that hasn't even started yet, relegating your story to a few hundred folks on a Titans Reddit page will get you your six-part docuseries sent straight to DVD or to Tubi.
Okay, from a financial standpoint, this may turn out, you know, and I understand where, you know, because I think Jared even mentioned it. Oh, until you get it on, you know, it should be on Amazon Prime or this, you know, streaming platform or that streaming platform. And we all know what they are, the bigger ones. You know, you got to do it on Tubi because you hadn't proven anything. Well, listen, from a financial standpoint, an investment standpoint, this was the best route to go. Because however the language is written between, the company that put together the docuseries and Cam Ward, the company, however that language is written out, you pay put in a little and your investment and your return ends up being bigger. Because then now, yeah, it's on Tubi today, but, what if I blow up? What if I have a Jaden Daniels type, you know, rookie season or CJ Stroud or even a Bo Nix where I lead my team to the playoffs? I can take that Tubi, you know, whatever that contract was, and then we can get a bigger contract with an Apple, with a Netflix. So, when you say things like that, I think y'all not thinking about what could potentially be the end game. And I'm not saying that in his mind this is what he's probably thinking. Maybe his team is. Who's to say? It costs little at the front end, and the reward is bigger on the back end if I do what I am tasked to do, and that is to play quarterback at a high level for the Tennessee Titans. So who cares about whether it's on Tubi or Apple? What I care about is this. It's a docuseries chronicling his rise, and maybe they do have, you know, what happened during the draft. But if it's coming out in September, how much actual Tennessee Titan footage would they have? Ask me, Adam. Ask me that question. Just ask it. If it's coming out in September,
yes,
right before the season, how much Titan footage do you think he's going to have in there?
There might be some footage at the end of him throwing balls in practice in the final montage, wearing a Titans practice jersey. I imagine that this thing is going to be produced before the start of the preseason.
Absolutely.
So the answer is minimal at best.
And a lot of it they probably already got. They probably already got old footage, old interviews. They probably got all of that stuff. And this is why the Titans probably didn't make it a big deal, because they probably thought, oh, it's done. It's not bleeding into the season because it stops. You will be able to watch it in September, right before the season starts. So I have no problem with what Cam Ward and his team and his docuseries. The more and more I think about it, the more and more I think those that bring it up for any reason, they're crazy. Something's wrong with them.
So Cam Ward had NIL deals with Adidas and Bose. Of course, Adidas, the apparel company, Bose, the headphone company. When he arrived in Miami, and he was quoted in a story from the South Florida Sun Sentinel about how he stays focused on his on-field tasks despite becoming one of the most marketable players in the nation. And he said, quote, "It doesn't bother me one bit. All that stuff has been done. It's just finally getting out there now. My mind will always be on football. Football is the reason why I want to make a living in my life. I know what I have to do on the football field. None of the other stuff outside means nothing to me. Doesn't mean nothing to our building but winning football games. And that's the only thing I care about."
And listen, that should be the quarterback's mentality. Hell, that should be every player's mentality, at least the ones on your team that you're counting on, that nothing matters. You know, and that's excluding your family, of course. But besides that, nothing matters but what happens on this football field and how I prepare myself to help my team win or help the team win. So, again, I think this is a situation where, you know, you want to, because of what happened in the past with Will Levis, you're not allowing Cam Ward. You're not giving him the grace that he deserves. It's not his fault that Will Levis chose to go that route. And I'm sure Will Levis, he had to do it over again, like I said yesterday, he would do it differently. But you can't sit here and put your angst on Cam Ward or your concerns on Cam Ward. He's not Will Levis. This is totally different.
I think that's an important distinction. And I get it from the aspect of the Titans hyped up Will Levis. He didn't have any competition last summer. He was going to be the starter. We all knew that. It imploded very quickly. And the mayonnaise commercials, the memes every week of him doing the surrender cobra or whichever terrible play he made, you know, he became a laughingstock. He absolutely became a laughingstock in the NFL. When people talked about the Tennessee Titans nationally, because we of course talk about the Titans on a much more micro level because we're here, but nationally, when people would talk about the Tennessee Titans, it would be, "Can you believe what Will Levis did yesterday?" Like that's what it was. Mm-hmm. So I do think that some Titans fans have a fear that because it happened to Will Levis, it can happen to Cam Ward. And like you said, Derek, and this is what I would suggest to Titans fans, just think for a minute about the possibility that Cam Ward and Will Levis are two totally different people. Now, I'm not going to declare that Cam Ward is going to be a sure thing. We absolutely do not know that. But just because something happened to Will Levis doesn't mean it's going to happen to Cam Ward.
But here's what's going to be, and I hear it already. It's like this, you know, preemptive thing. It's like, I see it already. I know it's coming, so I know how to combat it. If he starts off slow, it doesn't matter that he's a rookie, but if he starts off slow the first 5 or 6 games, they're going to be saying, oh, he did the docuseries.
Absolutely.
He did the docuseries. That didn't mean a hell of beans with how he played on the football field. Okay? I want to say that to you again in a different way. Listen, what Cam Ward chose to do in regards to that docuseries will have no bearings on how he is as a player in no point of his career. Other than you can see a guy that has developed at every stage of his life in football. So you just expect that he will develop here at this level as well. Will he be an all-time great? I don't know. Will he be horrible? I don't know. The chances are it's going to be somewhere in the middle. That's what the odds tell me, it's going to be somewhere in the middle. But make no mistake, and I want y'all to hear, no matter how many people try to tell y'all, oh, he's doing his docuseries and he's not all about team and ball and this, no matter how much they try to convince y'all that is indeed, I want to tell you from somebody that played it, listen to me, from somebody that played the game and seen this stuff, that doesn't determine whether he's going to be an elite player or not. I seen guys with no endorsements, no nothing, that were drafted in the first round or the second round or the third round, and they didn't pan out, okay? I've seen guys with endorsements that have panned out. So it has nothing to do with who and how they're being endorsed. It has everything to do with who and what they do on the football field. So please don't fall down that trap. Don't step in that trap or fall down that rabbit hole of, oh, because he's doing the docuseries, and if he starts off slow in the season, it was because he did the docuseries. No, it has nothing, and I repeat, nothing to do with it.
Murphy is on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Murphy, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Hey, fellas. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing good.
I just wanted to weigh in. You know, I think it's important. You put the fandom aside. I build brands for a living. And what I see here is simple business. Cam Ward has completed a story in his life. Mm-hmm. He has completed a story that people love to see, read, hear about. The underdog who became king, right? That story is done. Let this man leverage that story for his own benefit. He doesn't have to put yards in his stats column. He doesn't have to do anything. That story is told. And the people around him are much smarter, and I don't know who his advisors are, but they're clearly much smarter and have a better plan than Will Levis's. Will Levis immediately went and aligned to a product before he even put his butt in a seat on the sideline. And that is not necessarily the way to go, because look at what's happened. It's become mockery because he was all hat and no cattle. He couldn't back it up. He looked the part, sounded the part, but he wasn't the part. He was a cowboy without cattle in the pasture. Whereas Cam Ward now has something. He has, if you look at college as research and development, he has been investing in R&D in his brand and him as a product for the last 4 or 5 years. He has taken now being number one in the draft. He is bringing his product to market, and he's making money off his story that can be told, and it's done. And he has, I think, in the best way, without associating himself with a product that may or may not be something he should associate himself with, he's leveraging his brand and getting that investment. And when it comes time for him to do what he needs to do on the field, he will probably have a larger brand awareness outside of the Titans because people are seeing his story. And all of that is so important when you get into your second year contract. I'm just looking down the road. It's up to that athlete to build that buzz and to build that excitement, because alone the NFL can't do that, but they can amplify your brand if it's already a strong one. I just wanted to give you guys that perspective. Thank you so much. Love the show.
Thank you, Murphy. That is Murphy, great.
That
is
great
perspective.
That
is great perspective. I totally agree with him that Cam Ward, the section of his story from zero star recruit to number one overall pick, from undesirable to undeniable, that's done. And that's what this docuseries appears to be about. The ending of the docuseries, I assume, is him having his name called by Roger Goodell as the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. That's the end of it. I don't think there's going to be an addition later in the season when he's playing games for the Tennessee Titans. So it would be... I would have a different perspective if Cam Ward announced, or Variety announced, or whoever announced that Cam Ward would have a film crew following him through training camp. Like, imagine a Hard Knocks only about Cam Ward. He's got his own production team. He's hiring his own people, and they're going to be following him with cameras every day during training camp. They're going to be on the field. He's going to be mic'd up. He's going to be in the meeting rooms. That might bother me. This is not that. This is him telling a story about a portion of his life, as Murphy said on the call, that has already happened.
Yes.
So I do not think it is analogous at all to compare what Cam Ward is doing versus what Will Levis did last year. I just think that Titans fans are concerned that the new top quarterback may fall into the same trap as the old top quarterback.
But again, the difference is that, and Murphy said it perfectly, he's not aligning himself with a product necessarily. Yes, Tubi is a stream, but the film is his. And like you said, it's already been done. He doesn't have to contribute really much to it other than maybe some, you know, talking interviews, which they probably already done, seeming that it will be available in September, which means now they're just cutting and slicing and making sure they put it. I'm not a film person, but I'm sure this is what's probably happening, you know, or probably adding in some last, you know, minute B-roll. Is that what you call it? Yeah, B-roll?
B-roll, yeah. Yes.
So they add some last-minute B-roll. So again, my whole main purpose in this is to tell people, don't get pulled down this rabbit hole. Don't let people convince you that this is some. And I understand, you know, the Will Levis thing. I get it. But this is a different situation, totally different. Yes, you can try to, you know, attach tentacles or attach a string to both of them somehow, some way, maybe, you know, in your own, you know, way. But if you just look at it for face value, it's nothing like what happened and what transpired last year with Will Levis. What he is doing or what he has done, it's just like I said, has done. It's there. Now they're packaging it. And they found a streaming service, and they're going to put it on that platform. And Cam Ward has nothing to do. He does nothing but sit back. You know, what do people call it? Passive income. That's all this is for Cam Ward. It's passive income. I've developed the film. It's there. It's already. It's my story. The beginning of the end. The beginning to the end of my. His journey, and yes. Now it's going to be a new one. That's already done. And now what I get to do is just go to work, prepare, and eventually when I look at my statements, there's money in the bank eventually. And I did the work already. So I don't understand why people are making this, not everyone, but are making this a big deal. It's not. If you just look at it for what it's worth, it's no way. You can't put the two in the same ballpark. You just can't.
615-737-1025. Your thoughts on Cam Ward, the marketing of NFL rookie starting quarterbacks, the docuseries, all of those things. And look, I agree with our texter Gino that we'll look back at this in a few months and probably laugh that we spend so much time talking about it. But I do know that Titans fans, a certain section of Titans fans, one particularly loud Titans fan who occupies this microphone from 2 to 6 every weekday, is upset about Cam Ward doing this docuseries because he thinks he's made it. Well, he did make it.
Yeah, exactly.
He made it to the NFL.
Exactly.
I mean, he was the number one overall pick.
Right.
So
technically,
has he made it as an NFL quarterback?
Not yet.
No. Has he made it to the NFL? Yes. So I, for one, I've got no problem with the docuseries. Do I know if I'm going to watch it or not? I don't know.
I'm going to watch it.
Tubi's free, so.
I may give it a shot. I may watch the first episode, and if I'm intrigued enough, I'll watch the second. I'll give it at least one viewing. But that doesn't happen until September. 615-737-1025. Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, will join us coming up next. We'll talk Cam Ward. We'll talk Titans. We'll talk about the entire NFL. Coming up next, 615-737-1025. Derek Mason, Adam Fingan, 1025-1063 The Game. D. Mace, Fingan, and Donick, 1025-1063 The Game. Derek Mason, Adam Fingan, soon to be joined by Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst. Talked a lot about Cam Ward. Shedeur Sanders found himself in the news yesterday. Derek Mason.
Yeah.
He was cited by police early Tuesday morning for driving 101 miles per hour in a 60 mile per hour speed limit zone. Now, again, people get pulled over for speeding all of the time. According to ESPN, Sanders must either pay a $250 fine for the fourth degree misdemeanor or fight the ticket in court. But considering all of the talk around Shedeur Sanders and his plummet in the draft, not a great look for Shedeur Sanders to be pulled over for speeding at the end of the offseason program.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It could, because it's all about the optics. And he knows whether, you know, he says it doesn't faze him or not, whether he says he cares or not, he understands that something affected outside of his ability to play the game of football, something affected his his draft status. So much so that, man, there's going to be a 30 for 30 made about that. I'm pretty sure, especially if his career takes off. But he has to understand, man, it's just the optics. I understand it's in the big scheme of things, it's all right, you know, everybody speeds, just about everybody speeds, and people get speeding tickets. But listen, as I tell my son, I ain't worried about everybody else. I'm only worried about you. As the Cleveland Browns, they're not worried about other guys. They're not worried about the city. They're not worried about people. They're worried about you speeding and how it looks. And you should be worried about that. Your dad should be worried about that. But you're a grown man, so this has nothing to do with his father. But he should know that, listen, yeah, I get speeding isn't a big deal and, you know, it's just a traffic violation. But two things here. One, the optics, because they're already on you. And, you know, you want to start stacking up wins instead of losses. And then two, man, it can be gone just like that. Ask Henry Ruggs. And it was just so ironic that, you know, all this, you know, Henry Ruggs is, he was out, you know, and telling his story and how regretful he was and how remorseful he was for just that one act that changed the lives of so many people. While he's telling his story, and then now it comes up on a blip. Again, it's not a big thing in the grand scheme of things. But the optics are bad, considering what happened to you during the draft, and we know it had nothing to do with your ability to play the quarterback. And then you know, in prior years, we've seen how speeding, whether you're under the influence or not, driving reckless causes, you know, at times, you know, it alters people's lives. And you just don't want to be that guy. That's the thing. Coaches talk about this all the time at the end of camp. Is and you can ask every coach to a man and woman at the end of camp, don't be that guy. Just don't be that guy or girl, because we're talking about the organization. We're not just talking about the team. We're sitting everybody down in a meeting. Don't be that person that the head coach, GM, offensive coordinator got to get a call at 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning because you've done something reckless. It maybe harmed yourself or another. You don't want to be that person. So I'm sure that was said to Shedeur Sanders. Don't be that guy. He knows it. He knows it. Again, I don't want to make this a big deal because I know a lot of other people will. But you got to understand, man, you're not building any goodwill over here. You're really not. As much as people want to like you, the person, when you do things, even though it's not, you know, in the big scheme of things, it's not the end of the world, but you're just giving them more ammunition.
By the way, as fate would have it, Zach Edey was pulled over for driving 101 miles per hour.
Wow.
That happened in May, but it was reported yesterday. So wow. 101 miles per hour must be the number of the day. But Zach Edey of the Grizzlies faces a reckless driving charge in Indiana for
but
driving,
it ain't a big deal,
driving
right?
101 in a 55.
But it ain't a big deal.
Not in this. Yeah. Not. I mean, it's not going to generate the headlines.
Exactly.
That Shedeur Sanders generated.
Absolutely.
For driving the same exact speed, and I guess if we're being technical here, Zach Edey was breaking the law even more because he was driving 101 in the 55 while Shedeur is driving 101 in the 60.
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
Just saying. But a few people pointed out that LeBron James, when he was in his early 20s, was pulled over for driving 101 miles per hour.
What is up with the 100? I think what happens is, and I'm not making a light of any of this, but I think what happens is, they get to that 99, then it's like, okay, I want to see if I can get to 100. They get to that 100 and then that 1, and then the cop's like, whoop, whoop, and you get pulled over. It's about getting to that century mark, I guess.
Colin Cowherd apparently said on his program today, when you fall to 144 in the draft and then try to match that number behind the wheel of a car, yeah, I don't think the same. Colin Cowherd is out on Shedeur Sanders after the Browns quarterback was caught driving 101 miles per hour.
See, then you have things like that. But people like him, they're looking for a reason to be out. So you don't worry about those people because they're automatically looking for a reason. And now, listen, you gave it to them, so let it be. But I'm talking about the people that, you know, that think about this, you know, in a way that they see both sides and not just ready to cast somebody off. Because, again, he hasn't prior to this, even though this is breaking the law, technically, he hasn't broken any laws prior to this meeting that I know of anyway. So it's more so of, yeah, the stuff that I've seen outside of football, all the antics and all this extracurricular stuff. Now I'm just looking for a solid reason, like a outside of the sort of football-ish world or entertainment world. I want to look for another reason to not like you. Oh, you gave it to me. You were speeding. You were doing 101 in a 60, even though it was a fourth degree misdemeanor, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though it's that. But I'm out on you. And you're going to have people like Colin that do that. So be it. But, again, you've given this to people. You've given them the gasoline to pour on the fire.
Jonathan in East Nashville says, my first and only ticket was doing 101 miles per hour.
What is up with this?
Leaving
101?
Band camp in high school, going to Kentucky Kingdom. There's a lot to unpack there, Jonathan.
Oh,
I also went to band camp, so who am I to judge? I've never gotten a speeding ticket.
Good, man. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Yeah, I have been pulled over. I've been pulled over twice in my life.
Uh-huh.
and I've been driving now for 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. The first was for driving with an expired tag.
Yes.
The second was having my phone in my lap while driving.
How did they see your phone in your lap? They must have saw you have it on it, and then you tried to throw it down on your lap real quick.
Maybe. Who's to say? But Bill is on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, on why he didn't like the Cam docuseries. Bill, please go ahead.
Hi. A few minutes ago, I thought I heard you say that you didn't understand why it is that people are lumping Cam and Levis all together. The reason is we don't want them to come in and do all the other BS stuff. We want them to come in and play football. Okay? That's what we want them to do. If they want to make money some other way, just do it quietly so we don't see it. Just come in and play football. That's all we want you to do. Don't make stupid commercials. Don't make docuseries and all that stuff. Just play football. That's all the fans want to do.
Thank you for the call, Bill. I'm sensing some smoke coming out of Derek Mason's ears over there. So I want to give him a couple of minutes to think on that and react to it on the other side. 615-737-1025. Derek Mason, Adam Vinken, 1025, 1063, The Game.
So yesterday, Shedeur Sanders got caught speeding over 100 miles an hour. He's a quarterback. Mike Tomlin often says two is a trend. Can't screw up three or four times. Two is a trend. Just two times. I'm not sure if I need two times when you're a young quarterback. One bad judgment turns me off. But I have now, in the last couple of months, two things that really turn me off with Shedeur Sanders, who I have championed. That cringy, awful, legendary draft room. Bro, you're a B prospect. You know, your dad's prime time, who led with his ego for years. You got to have a little self-awareness. I had more than one GM say, total turnoff. Come on, it's not the end of the world. It's a bad look. And now this. 100 miles an hour. Yep. All you fanboys, go ahead. Manziel, Baker, Deshaun Watson, defended it to the hilt on your Reddit account. Sorry. Don't minimize it. Don't pander. This is not good for a quarterback. Not good. As of today, and I've said this for years, I do not cling to opinions. New information, new opinion. I'm an airline pilot. We got a storm coming. Here's the latest radar. I'm changing my route, not flying headfirst into it. I don't think about him the same. There was a moment I thought Will Levis, about 4 months out from the draft, had a chance. And I turned on Will Levis when he started showing up like a bodybuilder, gun show. And I had two NFL coaches, both needing quarterbacks, who text me, got my number and text me. They're like, this is the exact conversation we are having in our building right now. Two NFL coaches, head coaches. They're like, bro, we're laughing watching this. It matters. New information. Legendary. 100 miles an hour. Judgment is 50% of being a quarterback.
That was Colin Cowherd. Will Levis catching strays in that monologue about Shedeur Sanders.
You knew he would. I'm going to come on now.
TD from Nashville, not Teron Davenport, but another TD from Nashville says, speaking from experience, oftentimes an officer will write the ticket for 101 to save you a little bit of embarrassment when actually you are doing way more than that. However, that speed is still classified as reckless, hence the reason for the repeated 101 citation.
Yeah, see, here's because there's, you know, this story is going to, you know, mesh that the same. It will change, and it recently has changed because we only knew about the initial speeding ticket that he got the other day, that he was doing 101 miles per hour. And you think, okay, all right, everyone just got to be careful. But come to find out, this is not his first ticket. And I'm not saying like, oh, he got a ticket 2 years ago and now he got it. That's not what I'm saying, people. He recently was cited for speeding twice in Northeast Ohio within a short period. The most recent incident involved being clocked at 101 in the 60-mile-per-hour zone on Interstate 71 North. So he had been pulled over prior, and this occurred late at night on June 17th. So he had been pulled over twice in a short span of time. It changes things. It does change things because now it's like, okay, man, are you not going to learn? What is it going to take for you to learn? Is it going to take for Henry Ruggs for you to learn? Like, and I get it. I get young people, they want to speed. I understand you got a car and it goes fast and you want to speed. I get that part. I was young too, okay? So I understand it. But how many times is it going to take you already, Shador, after people are – Colin doesn't like you because he doesn't like your dad. It's evident, okay? He's irritated about how your dad, you know, went about his career. So he doesn't – so he's taking part of that in making it a reason sort of why he doesn't, you know, think kindly of you, at least as a player or a prospect. But, man, you – like, dude, you got to, like – it's judgment. Your judgment. How are you seeing – and it does bring up, can we trust you on the football field? From what I've seen, yes, you can. The things that he did in college, he was a really good quarterback. That makes me think, yeah, I can trust him on a football field. But when things like this happen, and it's not just once, it's twice, it's like, man, when are you going to – what is it going to take for you to say, I can't do this no more? I can't – like this part. And it's not like it's something you can't do.
Do you want to respond to Bill's call from the previous segment?
Yeah, okay.
Now that you've cooled off a little bit?
Let me regroup.
Okay. So Bill's call, for those who did not hear it, Bill said that if Cam Ward wants to make money, have any other extracurricular activities outside of football, he should do it on his own time and he should keep it quiet, is basically what he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Basically, and as he was saying it, it was like it brought up that shut up and dribble,
right?
And men, women in this sport, period. They're not like the men and women in 1980, 70, even 90s. They're not, as far as you know, voicing their opinion, standing up for things, aligning themselves with things, being more aware of what's going on, you know, in the world. And listen, I know, you know, some people, you know, don't know how to quite articulate it, how to articulate it. But to sit here and say, oh, just play football and we don't want it, that other stuff, no. Come on, man. He's more than that. I understand the premise of, hey, let football be your main thing. And we heard Rand say it last year a lot. And people got to a point where they started laughing at it. Let the main thing be the main thing. We haven't outlawed that yet, have we? Let the main thing be the main thing. Okay, good.
Not yet. It's coming close.
Exactly. But I understand.
Use it judiciously.
Yeah, exactly. So I understand that premise. But you got to understand, these individuals are much more than that. And this not even, this whole docuseries thing, this is a crumb on the table with a bunch of food. This just, it doesn't matter. You know, it's minuscule in comparison to what he potentially can be getting or what some have taken advantage of. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. But you see first round picks or first picks overall, they're doing endorsements, shoes, they're doing all this other stuff. For him to just have, at this point now, I don't know if anything else comes out, but at this point, things that I know about, this was a docuseries that was already recorded. It's about the rise of Cam Ward from a zero star to now the first pick in the NFL draft. We've never seen that before, at least since they've been doing the star rating. That story, like Murphy said, that came on early, and I hope you heard him. That story is done. It's packaged. He's done that. Now he's starting a new chapter, a new book in his life. So when you say, oh, he did, that's what he's doing. He's just playing ball. Think about it. Just think about it a little bit more. He is just playing ball. He's not. Cameras are not around him. They wasn't following him into camp. I mean, cameras outside of the Tennessee Titans or the NFL. They wasn't following him around and asking questions and doing interviews. They wasn't doing any of that stuff. He didn't promote it. He didn't hawk it. We didn't find out about it. We didn't find out about it from Cam. We found out about it through Vanity. Was it?
Variety.
Variety.
Yep.
And he had a chance. You know how many times he's been at that podium? Probably more than I can count. More than I was in my first 4 years in the NFL, I could tell you that. And that's only in a training camp and leading up to the draft. So, again, he's being a core. He's doing those things that y'all want him to do. He's about ball. That's it. What's so hard to look at that and say, okay, yeah, he is. But, again, when you're looking for something, you will find it. Again, when you're looking for something, and it seems like y'all are looking deep for this one, even though it's right there, and Cam didn't bring it up, but he had every opportunity to bring it up. He did not say one word about it.
One texter says, I received two tickets in one day from the same police officer when I was 22.
Wow.
I am now the CEO of a company. One mistake does not preclude success
Hold
in
on.
Life.
How did he get to? Did he not, or he or she not know? That driving back down that street was going to get him a ticket, them a ticket? Or did the guy catch him somewhere else, or the officer catch him somewhere else?
I have responded to the texter asking how that happened.
Yeah,
so hopefully the texter will let us know within the next few minutes before
That's
we have.
That's the last thing I ever want to happen.
Before we have Elliot Freeman.
Because I've gotten pulled over for speeding. I never want to get pulled over by the same cop again. It's like, oh, no.
And in that clip from Colin Cowherd talking about Will Levis, I was racking my brain. Was it the mirror selfies or something that he posted
that
before the draft about
the
him getting in shape?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Will, it seems
does
like,
it shock you that Will Levis would take mirror selfies?
No,
not the slightest.
No.
Will Levis, and I hope, and it seemed like he has, Will Levis suffered from, you know, this sort of what can the NFL do for me as mm-hmm. opposed to what can I do for this league? What legacy and lasting imprint I could put on this league? Will Levis was the opposite. And I hope, and it seems like he has, I hope that has changed for him. Because anytime, especially when you're a young guy, anytime you are, unless you are a supreme athlete, primetime Deion Sanders, a supreme athlete, or Bo Jackson, something like that, that's something you can't do. It can't happen.
I just think that there are a lot of sports fans who think that their favorite athlete should be living and breathing mm-hmm. and eating the sport that they play.
Why? Tell me why.
Because that's what they think it takes to win.
Because all the docuseries or anything else they've seen, what have Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky.
The Mamba mentality.
Yeah, these great, you know, they think, oh, they got to do it like them. And, okay, I get it. I understand it. But there's different ways of being about all ball.
And I think it's – you know, I wouldn't want a person to be this, you know, what's the – like a robot. And all they do is focus on their sport and that they have no life outside of preparing for the sport that they play. I don't think that's healthy.
It's not healthy for the locker room.
Right. So, again, I have absolutely no issue with Cam Ward in a docuseries that, again, that story has been told. He was a zero-star recruit. The story ends at him being the number one pick, this particular docuseries. That story's been told. He's done that. So – I know that in a few months we'll all look back at this and probably laugh. That texter texted back
yes.
and said, me and my football teammates were going to a movie, got a ticket going, and got a ticket coming back.
You know, I blame y'all because y'all knew driving down that street, more than likely that cop was going to be right in that same exact spot, or he was going to be across the street to be able to come out and get, because he knew they were coming back because he knew where they were going. to the movies. Because I guarantee you what they said. Officer pulled him, where you going, young man? Going to the movies. Okay, here's your ticket. Coming back. They knew you were coming back. Oh, 2 hours is up. Let me get back. Oh, my coffee breaks up. Let me go back out there.
615-737-1025. Elliot Freeman, Sportsnet NHL Insider, will join us next. We'll talk the Stanley Cup Final. The offseason is now in full swing. The draft is around the corner. So is free agency. The Predators made a trade yesterday. We'll talk all about that and more with Elliot Freeman. Coming up next, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063 The Game.